Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo, welcome back. Another episode, Degenerate Derek Podcast. Week 12 picks. Week 11 was a great week. 3-1-1. Can't complain about that. I had Colts plus 7, easy winner. I had Pats minus 3.5. Got lucky out my ass on that one, not going to lie. Not going to act like that was a great pick. They're tied 3-3. Patriots get a punt return with 5 seconds left to win the game. Cover the 3.5, and then also had Lions plus 3. That was a sharp pick. They beat the shit out of the Giants. All the money was on the Giants, except for the number still was going the Lions' way. I told you that. We went with the Lions plus 3. We got the dub. Only loss was Steelers. Just dead-ass wrong about that game. I thought T.J. Watt was going to break Joe Burrow in half. Not so much. Bengals offense did whatever they wanted to do. Whatever they wanted to do, they did it. And so that Steelers was terrible pick. And then my push was Falcons. So 3-1-1. I'll take that every week. That's solid. Moves me to 31-21-3 on the year, just under 60%. That's the goal for the podcast, even though I feel like I could even do better than that. I feel like I've left so many games out there where I'm like, fuck. So close to having just an amazing year, but still solid, positive, profitable year. As far as Daniel goes, I don't even know what he went last week because I'm done doing his picks. Daniel can fuck off. Daniel basically, before the season, sucked me off. Tried to suck me off to get on the podcast. Please, Derek, I need this. I need this so bad in my life. Yada, yada, yada. I make room for him. I get him on the pod. Dude is busy like every week, so fuck him. He's disrespecting me. He's disrespecting everybody. Like, I need Daniel. Like, give me a fucking break. I'm not going to sit here and read off his picks like he's some goddamn guru. He's a fucking fat turd loser who can't find any girl to be with him ever and beg me to be on the podcast and then doesn't come to the podcast, wants me to read off his picks and have him, like, participate. Fuck you, Daniel. Love you, but go fuck yourself. Moving on to week 12, though, it's like Wednesday, 2 in the morning. I'm recording this. Just got done playing cards. I got to get a podcast out for you guys for week 12 picks. I do. Billy Madison show on vacation this week. So no show. I was like, man, when am I going to get this podcast done? I was playing cards. Let me leave. Let me stop by the studio. Let me knock out this week 12 picks. So I'm going to give you 5 picks. I'm going to give you a Thanksgiving parlay. And then I better take my ass home before I get accused of cheating. Okay? Here we go.
Number 5.
I like the Bills minus 9.5. They play on Thanksgiving against the Lions. I think the Bills are done fucking around. I think they show up to Detroit where they just played last week and dominated the Browns. A lot of people are like, whoa, Browns opened up the game with a touchdown. Uh-oh, are the Bills even good? Yeah, they're good. Yeah, they're good. Came back. Beat the shit out of the Browns, even though I don't think they covered because I think the Browns got a late, meaningless touchdown. I'm not sure if the Bills covered the 8.5, whatever. I think they blow out the Lions, embarrass the Lions. Josh Allen, I know he balled out against the Cowboys, what was it, a couple years ago on Thanksgiving Day? Maybe it was last year, year before, where it beat the shit out of us. Embarrassing. I hope he does the same. In Detroit, I like the Bills minus 9.5 and a blowout winner.
Number 4.
I like the Jets minus 4 at home taking on the Bears. Bears are obviously a very popular pick. Justin Fields, everybody, they still can't win a game. Jets had some turmoil last week. They hold the Patriots to 3 points basically the whole game until the end when they gave up that punt return with 5 seconds left. They blow it. Zach Wilson, quarterback, getting a ton of shit from Jets players and fans for not taking any accountability for, you know, only putting up 3 points on the Patriots, for them losing a game they shouldn't have lost. Their defense just showed up, played lights out for. Zach Wilson's like, eh, you know, it was really windy, which is not, it was windy as shit. I mean, look, the Patriots only had 3 points until the end, too. It was But you don't say that. You say, damn, yeah, I dropped the ball. Our defense balled out. You know, I didn't do enough for us to get the win. You don't sit there and say, it's windy, bro. Like, that was what a dumbass thing to say. Now, with that said, people can go two ways with that. People are like, oh, man, that team, that team's in trouble. To me, it can also inspire and motivate people like Wilson to show up, ball out. I think the Jets are going to bottle up Justin Fields. I think they're going to beat the Bears' ass. I think they're going to get back on track with a big blowout victory this weekend against the Bears. I like the Jets -4.
Number three.
I like the Bengals -1.5 on the road, taking on the Titans. I was impressed by the Bengals last week. I thought that would be a much tougher game for them. I know the Steelers aren't very good. I put my trust in Kenny Pickett. He let me down. Really, the Steelers' defense let me down because that was what I was betting on, honestly. And the Bengals, it just felt like whatever they wanted to do on offense, they could. And I think they roll this weekend with Tennessee. I normally like to bet on Tennessee because they're kind of the team that I like their style. They run the ball. They pound you into the dirt. And then when the fourth quarter comes around, they just keep pounding you in the dirt, except for it usually results with touchdowns and spread covers and all that shit. I usually like to bet on Tennessee. I'm giving respect to Burrow. I think the Bengals are starting to click a little bit. I think they build off last week. I think they come in, they get a victory on the road, a big win on the road against the Tennessee Titans. I like the Bengals -1.5.
Number two.
I like Seattle -3.5 at home, taking on the Raiders. I just, part of me thinks maybe Vegas is tricking you a little bit. It's just, last time you saw Seattle, I think the last time you saw Seattle was in Germany, right, against Tampa Bay. So it feels like they haven't played in 4 weeks when Seattle was, minus the Tampa game. Everybody, you know, Seattle's looked good all year. They're 6-4, which is, you know, just meh. But they've looked good. They're a good-looking 6-4 team. I think they bounce back at home. Got a lot of rest. Raiders are just, you know, you got Derek Carr crying at press conferences. The Raiders are an absolute mess. Did they win last week against the Broncos? I don't even know. They might have won last week against the Broncos. I'm not sure, but that don't mean shit. Win or lose, I don't care. The Raiders are trash, and I think they get blown out against Seattle.
Number one.
I like the 49ers at home taking on the Saints, -9.5. 49ers are my Super Bowl pick. They're just a well-rounded football team, and they're going to be a problem for the Saints. They're going to be a big problem for the Saints. I like San Francisco in a blowout. Now that I think about it, I got all chalk. I got all favorites, which I normally hate. I'm normally the king of the dogs. I got usually terrible teams on my card that are getting a ton of points.
You know?
But this week, I like the favorites. Is it because it's Thanksgiving week? And maybe I haven't done the amount of homework? Probably. I'm not going to lie. Looking at my card, it's not the best card. But whatever. Fuck it. We're rolling with it. We got Bills -9.5, Jets -4, Bengals -1.5, Seattle -3.5, 49ers -9.5. I can't think of too many times in the history of this podcast that I've had a card full of chalk, but we're doing it this week, okay? I also got a Thanksgiving Day parlay for you. I got Bills -9.5, Giants +9.5, and Patriots +2.5. I've already went over the Bills game. Giants, just divisional game. Everybody talks about how well coached they are. If that's true, the coach rallies the troops after a blowout loss to the Lions. They come back for a divisional game. Giants still are 7-3 on the year. Dallas is 7-3. I understand why the line is what it is, because obviously Cowboys coming off a fucking beatdown of Minnesota. And then the Giants losing, obviously you're going to have a big spread here. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think the Giants win this game, but it's a divisional game. It's Cowboys-Giants. Should be a good game on Thanksgiving Day, maybe. If it's not, fuck it. Like, I care. I wouldn't mind seeing the Cowboys in a blowout, but I don't think that happens. I like the Giants to keep it somewhat close. Maybe Cowboys win by a touchdown, but winning by 9.5, that's just a lot of points. And the Patriots +2.5, the only reason I put this is because it just feels like everybody thinks that the Vikings are going to be pissed off with that loss, which of course they are. I just think the Vikings are a little tired. I think they've had a lot of close wins this year, And I like New England to show up with a game plan to I could see them. They coming off a very obviously emotional game last week with a huge, incredible, you know, basically walk-off punt return touchdown win. I think that can roll into an upset victory of the Vikings. And then people looking at the Vikings like, huh? Plus 80% of the money's on Minnesota. And usually when shit like that happens, I go the other way. So I like New England plus 2.5. Really for no other reason except for the entire world, it feels like it's on Minnesota. So that's my Thanksgiving Day parlay. Bills minus 9.5. Giants plus 9.5. And Patriots plus 2.5. I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving Day. Enjoy your weekend. Billy Madison Show back live next Monday, and I'll be back with week 13 picks next week, okay? All right, you guys have a good one. I'm going to get out of here and go home and get to bed before I'm accused of doing things that I'm not.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.